Well, Chris, you and your husband, hog producers, and of course, hog producers across the country are taking extra biosecurity measures to prevent PEDV from coming onto their farms. And Chris, just kind of give us an update on what extent have you incorporated higher security levels? What does it entail? Does it entail quite a bit?
Well, you know, we're just being extra cautious. We have limited the amount of visitors that are allowed on our farm, and we're also being more cautious about where we go. We try to limit our visits into grocery stores, convenience stores, the bank, places like that throughout the workday, so that we're sure that we're not tracking new germs back onto the farm when we come back home to the farm after a trip to town.
And that is because the virus is so easily spread?
It is. It's really easily spread, and there's currently no vaccine for the virus. So if you get it, it's really detrimental to your farm, especially if you are a farrowing facility, which means that's where the pigs are born. You know, you'll lose your production for about 4 to 5 weeks because the pigs will just dehydrate, and they just don't survive.
Well, Chris, I understand that you had a recent incident where someone came onto your farm, even though you had some signs telling people not to. Explain that incident to us.
Right. You know, a lot of modern hog farms, livestock farms, poultry farms, dairies, we all have signs displayed now that say authorized personnel only beyond this point due to biosecurity, just to try and limit the amount of germs that our livestock are exposed to. And we have a sign up on our farm, but people sometimes think that maybe it doesn't apply to them, or it doesn't click with what that sign really does mean. So I did do a blog about it to try and help raise awareness that when you are visiting a livestock farm and you've seen a sign like that, you need to observe it. It's not really for your protection, but it's for the protection of the livestock and the herd that's being raised on that farm.
And you recently had a driver sort of breach that sign. What was that all? Were you able to get a hold of them and get them off your farm, or what happened?
Yes, we got them stopped. They had drove up around our barns, and they just said that they thought that meant, you know, authorized personnel, as in truck drivers, things like that, for our farm. And they felt like they really weren't causing any harm by just driving around looking for us up in that direction of our farm. And I explained to them what that sign meant and about the PED virus that's currently going around, and they were very apologetic. They just really simply didn't realize that sign meant them.
Right. And I guess maybe that isn't something, since people are so far removed from the farm and what happens on the farm and in the diseases that you guys have to deal with. But, you know, this is a big one. And they're saying that, you know, we may see some fewer cases this summer because PEDV doesn't like hot weather. But at the same time, you as a producer, I would imagine, are not going to lower your biosecurity efforts because of that, right?
No, we're not. Our new stricter regulations are going to be enforced from here on out until there is a vaccine available and we see that it is working, because we just can't take the risk. We have three families that depend on our farm for their full income, and you know, we want to be able to have a farm to pass on to that next generation. So we've got to be very, very cautious and make sure that we protect our animals and that we're protecting the future of our farm for that next generation.
Is it scary?
It is very scary. You know, when you think about just getting out of your car to go into the grocery store, normally that's not a big deal. But with PEDV going around, it's a huge issue for us. You know, we try to limit when we visit the grocery store to make sure that, you know, I'm not going to be going around our hogs for a while. You know, it puts you in a different frame of mind. Things that are normal activity for everybody else becomes a hazard for livestock producers who are raising hogs right now.
I guess I would ask you before I let you go, are you hearing of any farmers in your area getting PEDV?
There's a lot of finishers around us that have PED. The Cargill herd has PED in it, as well as the Mashoff herd. And Mashoffs have pigs in Macon County, and Cargill has them in Marion County. So it's right on both sides of our county on our farm.